Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show. It was Limbo. Limbo, you can tell I've not done it much, mostly because I'm tall, stiff, and I suck at it. My wife literally just texted me also, Limbo, you silly kid. So I appreciate that. When you're not good at something, you tend to blank it from your memory. I don't want to have to limbo under the bar getting lowered each and every day. Okay. The bar was as low as it's ever going to be last year. Like 6-6, bowl game. It can't get much lower than that unless you're just willing to sit at home every offseason. And it's never going to be that low again. Pray to God it's never that low again. So for me, got to win the bowl game just for this season to be, would you deem it successful if we win the bowl game? Would you deem it acceptable? Would you deem it a failure no matter what? What's your thoughts here?
I think acceptable because I think, again, we have to wait to see what this bowl game looks like, who's going to play in it. Like I said, last year, Boston College didn't have their top two players. This year, obviously, there's going to be changes. Nebraska already doesn't have the defensive coordinator. We'll have to see what happens with Emmett. So it's not necessarily a great indicator of this year's team, just kind of the skeleton leftover team. But I think it is more important to Nebraska than it will be for most teams because of the chance that it would be the chance to get an improvement in the win category.
So you said something earlier that I thought was interesting. The defense didn't have an Emmett Johnson. So I got a whole bunch of things here real quick that we're going to get to, but Mike Stoops, real quick, randomly, just out of nowhere, Mike Stoops, potential defensive coordinator candidate, quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. This is not necessarily, he's not in the middle of his career, so I mean, that's a name. I have to look more at what he's done lately.
Dude, when I brought up Phil Snow and you cut that out and put it on X yesterday, did you see the responses to that?
People are not would not be
no they would not
yeah
I was surprised at the wave in one direction that it was. I was like, oh, okay, well, now we know how people feel about that. All right, the last part of this show, the college football playoff chaos scenario is real. There's a real scenario where if Alabama loses the SEC title game, they may be out. Now, I don't think so, but it's a possibility. A one-loss BYU team could be out. Vanderbilt, who, by the way, just flipped the number one quarterback in the entire country from Georgia to go to Nashville, Tennessee. Good old Vanderbilt. They've had a phenomenal season. They should be in. They might be out. Miami, who beat Notre Dame, might be out. The ACC may not get a team in. That's a very real possibility. There are two G5 teams with a very realistic possibility of getting in. There's more chaos. The Big 12 might get two. The ACC, none. The Big 10 probably is guaranteed three. That's about it. By the way, you don't think SEC bias is real? Incredible stat of the year. The University of Texas did not beat... I'm gonna actually speak slowly for once because this is ridiculous. The University of Texas did not beat one Power 4 team with a winning record this year, losing all four games they played, okay, against teams with winning records, Power 4 teams, and three of their eight wins came against G5 or worse schools, and yet they were ranked every single week of this year by both the AP poll and College Football Playoff Committee.
Texas?
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Okay, yeah. I mean, he said Texas, they get a lot of victories.
They didn't beat a single...
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Power 4 team with a winning record. Almost 50% of their wins came against G5 teams or FCS teams. And yet they were ranked each and every week. You think about, 12 of the preseason ranked teams are no longer ranked. Two of the preseason top five teams, 40% of the top five in the preseason is no longer ranked. Ole Miss, because they don't have Lane Kiffin, there's a chance they might get left out. I'm still not going to advocate for expanding the playoff. I know it's going to happen, but I'm still not going to advocate for it. Almost 40% of the preseason top 10 is no longer ranked. All right, let's get to a couple other things. A couple final Husker thoughts here. Let me kind of glance through some of my notes. You know, we allowed the opponent to score on 97% of their red zone trips this year. 96.8 to be exact. Did you know that?
I know it was bad. I mean, that is, what, like 133rd in the nation?
Yes.
It's bad.
That is correct. Okay. Vikings fans. You know any Vikings fans?
Yeah.
This was put out. This is pretty funny. If you own a Minnesota Vikings jersey, their quarterback play has really, really struggled this year, to put it mildly. If you own a Minnesota Vikings jersey and you've thrown a football with a spiral at least once in your life, please show up to practice at TCO Performance Center tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for an open tryout. Thank you. I don't think that was real, but it was fun nonetheless. Apparently the flip isn't official, although Josh Pate put it out, so it must be accurate. He actually does a great job. He just has SEC bias, too. All right, the last time Lane Kiffin went to Tennessee, because, you know, everywhere he exits, he leaves on good graces. The last time Lane Kiffin went to Tennessee, fans were throwing golf balls and mustard bottles at him. Oh, mustard? Is that worse than ketchup? Is one worse than the other?
Both smell. That's going to stick to you.
I would hate mustard more because I don't like mustard.
Yeah.
Throw ketchup at me all I want. I'll open my mouth. Here we go. Next year, as he takes over LSU, he will play at Tennessee and at Ole Miss. Can we add USC, Florida Atlantic, and the Raiders just to the non-con? Can we just do that? All right. So that's going to be this segment. Before we go to break, and then I want to get into the college football playoff chaos scenarios. But before we go, anything from the text line real quick, other than everybody who helped us with limbo, truly appreciate that. We asked for a response. We got plenty. Couldn't think of the word. Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Let's see. 8985 says winning the bowl game, I would label the season as the bottom rung of acceptable.
Yep.
But not happy.
Yes. Preach.
Somebody else said it's a push. This season, call the season a push.
So if we lose, is it pretty much unanimous that the season was the F word? Pick the F word you want to use. The thought I had in my head was failure, but go with what you want, Jake.
I think I would probably put it more as a push. Like
a push?
I think that's probably the fair.
Let's go with push.
Yeah.
Push is better.
About the same.
Sounds less vulgar. Push. Yeah. All right. Shout out to Mulberry Barbecue. Good sponsors of the Adam Carriker Show here on the Ticket at 11th and Cornhuskers, where they're located. Also at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a delicious full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Ladies and gentlemen, get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to whine and complain about SEC bias, college football playoff chaos, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.